Well, basically, I think this is the first time I'm aware of it. I've been doing this a long time of airlines actually putting a dollar amount as part of your process of achieving elite status. So basically, typically, if you fly 25,000 miles and they have a variety of bonuses, you get elite status on Delta, for example. Now they're requiring you to spend at least $2,500. Now, a simple metric, that's 10 cents a mile. Most people that buy their boss is not buying their tickets spend about 7 or 8 cents a mile for their trip. So it's a little heavy lift for those, as long as your boss isn't paying for your tickets.
Do you think other airlines will hop on board and do the same thing?
I think that it depends on what the backlash is. Now, this program's not going to start until next year, so they've given everybody a year to sort of plan and try to figure out what's going on. But a lot of people are upset about this, and some people are actually happy about it. The people that are heavy-duty elites who have no problem meeting these thresholds, and another way to get bypass this too is also spend $25,000 on your Delta credit card, so you don't have this rule if you spend at least that. Then you basically are now having less people in your elite status group because of these rules, and therefore you're more elite and more likely to get an upgrade, which nowadays is very difficult as most seats are pretty much full nowadays.
Have the airlines started to run out of ways of charging us more?
Well, I don't. I keep thinking that, but every probably 3 or 4 months, the bean counters have figured out new ways to make it more difficult and painful for loyal travelers. I mean, we're talking about their best customers, their most loyal travelers. The people that it hurts the worst are people that are really close to getting into elite status at the end of the year. They want to take a long trip to sort of bump over that edge, and the people that don't spend, you know, tens of thousands of dollars on their credit cards.
Before we let you go, what are the hot deals traveling from Seattle this week, Rick?
This week right now, you've got Denver right now at $170. You mentioned Phoenix before. That's $270, but Tucson is actually $220, another great place to visit right now while it's terribly cold, the rest of the nation. If you want to get out to the East Coast, Philadelphia is your best bet at $270. New York and the rest of them are closer to $380 right now.